Listen closely. That clicking isn't cicadas. It's the keystrokes of summer travelers jumping online to try and take advantage of the cheapest average airfares in decades. That's not necessarily good news for airlines. Fair competition and high fuel prices are squeezing major carriers. This week, Delta Airlines said that bankruptcy protection might be in order unless its pilots' union agrees to cost-cutting measures. That usually means their salaries. And last week, U.S. Airways said the same. All the while, low-cost and regional carriers like JetBlue and ExpressJet are taking wing into even more cities. Joe Nocera, our friend from the world of business, is editorial director of Fortune magazine. He joins us from our studios in New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Now, Delta said that it could avoid Chapter 11, but then hinted this week in an SEC filing that maybe they can't. So what's the problem?
Well, they lost $400 million in the last quarter. And they're going to continue to lose all summer long and into the fall because there is a price war that is like no other price war in airline history.
Now, Delta's pilots, as I gather, have said they're willing to give up a pay raise and are offering to take a 9% cut, but the airline wants a 30% cut in salaries. Now, most Americans hearing a 30% cut in salary, right. You know, unless they are editorial director of Fortune magazine.
Now, Scott.
All right.
But... Yeah. Here's the issue here. These regional airlines are sort of like Walmart. They have a different business model. They can make money much more easily, and their cost structure is much, much lower. Delta's in this terrible position. Their highest costs are labor costs. That is historically true of the large airlines. Unless they can get those labor costs down substantially, their business model just doesn't work anymore. U.S. Air, it's even worse, if you ask me. They are in a position where they face not only potential bankruptcy, but potential liquidation. Southwest has just moved into their last real core of strength, which is Philadelphia, and people are basically predicting that Southwest Airlines is going to eat their lunch in Philadelphia, and then what do they have left?
Yeah. I wonder, one of the advantages that major airlines still continue to enjoy over JetBlue, over Southwest, is they are, at least for the moment, national carriers. They have more than one hub. They can deliver you from not just point A to point B, but from point D to point W.
Well, that's a classic example, Scott, of one of those things that used to be an advantage and is gradually becoming a disadvantage. The hub system is expensive to maintain. And what used to be the profitable routes, the New York to Los Angeles, those are the exact routes that the so-called regionals are now targeting. So you have a situation where AirTran, an airline that barely existed a few years ago, is now going profitably from New York to Los Angeles, which used to be the bread and butter of the big airlines. So the hub structure, which it seemed like such a great thing at the time for the big airlines, has now become a burden for them. And if they could shed it tomorrow, they would.
I guess in the long haul, I don't understand. Long haul, forgive the expression. How could it be that a generation ago, American air carriers offered what we now consider to be a fair amount of amenities, from on-flight meal service to a variety of schedules, and were making money? And now, a generation later, they offer relatively little and are losing money. And more people are flying than ever. I mean, you would think that brings more money into the system.
Right. In a word, Scott, the answer is deregulation. As long as the airline was regulated by the federal government, prices were pretty much set and controlled. Yeah. And so what you forget, Scott, is that you couldn't fly across the country and back for $250 like you can now.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot more people are flying, but the product, as they say in the business, has become commoditized, and there's nothing special about getting on an airplane anymore. So deregulation has driven down prices more dramatically than it has driven up ridership, for lack of a better word. The other component here is that salaries were set in the days when prices were regulated. Mm-hmm. So we have a deregulated universe, but a cost structure that doesn't match that.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Joe Nocera, our business commentator, still manages to keep his side job as editorial director of Fortune magazine. Joe?
Yes?
No 30% pay cut here.
Oh, thank you, Scott.